This is episode 1602. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and you are in the right place if you would like a little dose of peace, energy, and clarity today as you get ready to meditate. Or maybe you're walking around doing errands as you listen to this. It's all good. We all start somewhere on our slow down journey. In today's episode, you will discover how to create a good habit. In this week's series, we've been exploring the theme of how to release bad habits. Sometimes the best way to stop doing something you don't want to be doing is not by focusing on that which you want to avoid doing, but rather focusing on what you want to do. And I want to share with you a little research that I came across as I pondered over what creates a good habit. So we've been discovering how to release your bad habits. Well, what usually contributes to, or even forms the foundation for a bad habit, are triggers. Those things that you see day in, day out. Maybe you pass the same park every day on your way to work and you see garbage all over the park and it makes you angry. Or maybe you are triggered by someone who seems to zap your life energy. And so you have this bad habit of negative thoughts before you even arrive at your destination, whether it's work, school, whatever it is, each day. Because you're triggered by so many negative thoughts that you focus on. Otherwise, you wouldn't be reminded of those thoughts. And because those thoughts are there, you may even look for them. Instead of looking in the park and seeing the change of the seasons, you may look in the park specifically for the litter. Okay, who littered this time? When you start to pay attention to the triggers in your environment, you may notice that you start to look for those triggers and expect them. So, in today's episode, I want to share with you that you can do the very same powerful trigger technique to formulate good habits. How do you do it? Well, you think about what kind of habits you want in your life. And then you think about things you could do throughout your day to remind you of the good habit you're focusing on. Because it's easy to forget what we focus on because we're so distracted these days and you have a lot of things going on. So when you place triggers around your environment, even simple triggers, you will be reminded of how you want to live your life, the kind of habits you want that make up a beautiful life. So to do this, I will guide you through part of your day, and then you can take it from there as you sit down to meditate today. You know where you can find our full guided meditation. I tell you this because you may want a full half-hour guided meditation that includes a journal and a slowdown guide customized for this week's theme. That's on our Sip and Om meditation app. We have both the Android and iOS versions of this app waiting for you to try it for 14 days. Absolutely free access to the entire app. And I may have mentioned to you once or twice that we do have tea. We have herbal teas, an herbal tea box, in fact. A November herbal tea subscription box, our fall autumn herbs, are getting ready to be delivered to your doorstep. We have many of you who have signed up, and I'd love to send you one of our brand new tea boxes. You can find that on Sipinome, our website. So I think you're all set if you want a little more. So let me guide you now. Here you are doing this for yourself. Give yourself a lot of credit for showing up for yourself today. As you settle yourself down and begin to relax your mind and your body, notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. And bring to mind the good habit you want to create in your life. Just one. Just focus on one good habit. That could really improve your life. Eyes are uplifted gently, even as they're closed. Now, visualize yourself beginning your day from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to bed. As you open your eyes and get ready to roll out of bed, what do you see that reminds you of your good habit? As you move throughout your day, getting ready to have breakfast and get ready for the day, what do you see around you? Visualize what you could place, what could trigger you in your environment visually to help formulate your good habit. You get ready to go to work or school or to begin your day caring for your children, taking care of yourself, loved ones. What do you see around you that reminds you of your good habit? Now take yourself through the rest of your day, visualizing good triggers that will spark your enthusiasm and your ambition to create good habits in your life. You are so worth slowing down for.